You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Last year, we followed the exodus of 9 states from the Electronic Registration Information Center, or ERIC, driven by baseless conspiracy theories. The states which left are finding it hard and expensive to replace ERIC's expertise. At least one state wants back in. ERIC, then a 31-state cooperative founded in 2012, finds duplicate deceased and moving voters. In 2022, conservative conspiracy theorists claimed ERIC was controlled by liberal billionaire George Soros. Election deniers pressured election officials and legislators in Alabama, Florida, Iowa, Louisiana, Missouri, Ohio, Texas, Virginia, and West Virginia, who caved and pulled out of ERIC. Then came the hangover. Great reporting by the Center for Public Integrity and VoteBeat shows states buying more expensive data services, creating their own, or entering into agreements with nearby states. Texas created its own system, which VoteBeat reported costs as much as ERIC, but exchanges less data with fewer states. Virginia paid a private company, which rented outside data lists. Some states agreed to exchange data, but VoteBeat reporting suggests the lists are cleaned less often. Ballotpedia reports that the Virginia legislature is considering returning the state to the ERIC cooperative, while California and Hawaii are considering joining. We have links to more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.